Well, thunder struck twice this week.
Or really? Is
it lightning that strikes twice?
Yeah, lightning.
Oh, okay.
Thunder doesn't strike twice.
There's an AC/DC song for everything.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm pretty
good
much
to know.
Convinced. So anyway, yeah, we're back.
Well, oh, you're saying we struck twice. Oh, okay. I was like, what happened?
Yeah. We recorded twice this week, so lightning struck twice.
Oh. Well, you know, Dave was, you know, like playing the dirge music that we were retiring and going pod fading and
dirge music. He was playing taps for us.
Was it taps?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in the other room.
Like we were dead.
Oh, he was playing taps. Like okay. Jen, all I heard was Jen saying, well, no, they're just busy doing like baseboards and stuff.
Yeah. Baseboards.
The baseboards are done.
Baseboards worked out just fine. Yeah. It's the crown molding that's giving me fits. But yeah, we've got crown molding issues. We've got school issues.
We just have issues.
We have an interesting summer. It's not bad. It's not necessarily bad. It's just busy. I'm not complaining.
I'm very, very emotionally spent.
But it's all working out.
Today.
I mean, everything we've done this summer has worked out. It's just been sort of tiring.
It's not worked out yet.
Yeah, it's worked out.
Getting there.
It's getting there.
Makes me tired. Do we have to talk about it?
No,
again?
We're not going to talk about it at all.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But what we are going to talk about is you.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh.
The squirrelies out there.
Oh.
Yep, all you squirrely people out there, we're going to talk about you. Actually, we're going to let you talk.
Oh, cool.
So that's what's going to happen today. And then we're going to get on with our music.
Tomorrow if we do a show?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe.
We'll see
what happens. One thing at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to an Ivy Jane sample sale today. It was very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I got really expensive clothes for cheap. Of course, you have to go to the where. Like, Dallas is a mecca for apparel. Mm. And, like, there's a lot of designers and stuff out of Dallas. Mecca. So when you go to Dallas, I mean, you can get on these email lists where they'll send you where designers have sample sales, and you can go and buy designer clothes that you can only buy in boutiques. They don't even carry them in department stores or anything.
Is that right?
That are really expensive, and you can get them for, you know, $10, $15, $20. It's a lot of fun.
How do you get on this list? Our listeners would love to know.
Well, I don't think they have an Ivy Jane sale in any other cities because they only make it here.
No, but it's not just Ivy Jane, right? Because
I don't know.
You go to different ones.
Go check your apparel mart. Ask.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you have one in your town, if you have a big city.
We have a rabbit.
What?
There's a rabbit that just invaded our room.
Oh, hello, little rabbit.
Hello, little rabbit.
Go get ready for Ben.
Kids, I'm listening to part 3 of
Overplayed
Sleepers. So listening to Jen's playlist, Paul Oakenfield, actually pretty cool. I actually enjoyed most of Jen's list, I think. Pretty sure. Except for the Mika one. That was weird. Anyway, so I have heard that song. I think it was on like a Toyota commercial, though. But like some sort of, hey, this is the hip new car. You can take all your friends in it and go to the party sort of commercial. And they were...
Hold on, we got an emergency here in the room. Let's start this puppy over. Hold on. Okay, well, that's... Okay, we're back.
Olay.
Helen busted her lip on the chair. She was jumping like a rabbit, and she hit the chair. So, yeah, she's okay. She's all right.
It's all good now. She's got ice.
So we got to rewind Kitch's call a little bit here.
But like some sort of... Hey, this is the hip new car. You can take all your friends in it and go to the party sort of commercial. And they were all like doing the whole stick your hand out the window and make it like look like it's a wing and to go up and down with your hand. Yeah, it's because, you know, life is great when you can do that with your hand in the wind. So, yeah, that's where I've heard that song before. So, okay, I'm going to keep listening now. Bye.
Bye.
What? I missed the first part. What song are you
talking about?
Jen's
song. One of Jen's sleeper songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was like Muzak is what he's saying in a commercial.
No, it was like a really cool commercial.
Oh.
Hello, Brad and Faye. This is Dave.
Hello, Dave.
I didn't get that.
I heard you had an anniversary.
Yes,
we did.
Anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just wondering if you guys took a little time off or did you go on a business trip? Because it's business time.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
I Dave. We took the day off that day for our anniversary. And enjoyed each other's company. End of story.
That's all you get.
Oh, that wasn't even a call. That was 1 second long.
Oh.
Shame on you, 858-598-3733.
I can't believe you just said their number.
Stick me up. I'll teach you. You get harassing phone calls from all the squirrelies.
Ooh.
Oh, this person called.
What is this?
This is a long call.
A long call?
A long call.
Oh, okay.
We have a long call.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
503 area code.
Hey, Red and Vase. Just listening to the latest show.
It's Space Turtle.
Space Turtle.
Yes, I'm winded because I'm on my 2.3-mile walk/jog, meaning when I'm not wheezing and falling over, I'm jogging. Otherwise, I'm walking.
Don't wheeze or fall over. That's not good for you.
No. Heavy breathing. Just listening about Amy at the airport.
Listen, you, Little Master, you can call and heavy breathe anytime you want, okay?
No, it's just inappropriate.
What is inappropriate? Heavy breathing Space Turtle?
It's kind of inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
So I have a not quite a similar story, but about being searched. So I used to sort of similar.
A space turtle got searched.
Ooh, I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe because it's a little chilly, and I'm also going on random tangents.
Chilly?
It's like 8 million degrees.
But that's okay because that's also like the call from Amy. So
this was an old call.
I had this is a big dog's polo type shirt. And the kind you buy from the store, Big Dog's, not the kind that Big Dog's like somebody's sink.
Remember, Daryl was Big Dog. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He kind of gave himself the nickname of
the
Big
Dog. The Big Dog. I'm a Big Dog.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He had those shirts that said Big Dog on them. I wanted one of those shirts that said Damn Skippy on it.
I remember that.
Because that was a golf shirt.
Because you thought that you said, I want the Damn Skippy golf shirt.
Because that's a cool saying.
Mm-hmm.
That means, like, really cool.
Yeah.
Damn Skippy. Mm-hmm. It's in a song, isn't it? Isn't it where we knew it from?
I think so. I remember.
Paula Cole. It was Paula Cole.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. I'm not telling you about it. If you don't know that song.
Yeah. It's a good song off of This Fire, I think it's what it's
called.
Yeah. Bernard Ruber. Well, this is random. Anyways, so it was red, it had flowers, it was kind of Hawaiian-y. And I was going, I think this was before the towers got blown up, but maybe it was after, I can't remember.
Who got blown up?
But anyways, they're like,
what's he talking
we
about?
We did, apparently.
The guy with
he's
the
saying
the
he got searched at the
on.
Airport.
Like,
oh.
I don't have anything, so, you know. But they're like, but you're not going to wear that shirt to the airport again. I thought that was kind of funny. I think, too, mine was stuffed pretty tight because it was Tetris. And
it was Tetris. He used the Tetris.
They got it back in, actually. So,
by the way, you got a lot of flack over that because evidently that's a very geeky word that like a lot of geeks use.
And that I didn't know what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
So all of our geeky friends gave you a hard time over that.
I'm good for them. They, you know, I told April that you said meh, and she went, meh? What is meh? And I said, thank you.
You got to be hip.
I didn't know
you
what meh
know
was, and I said,
on.
Apparently it replaced, was it neh? And she goes, I didn't even know what's meh. And I said, I know.
No, you've got it all wrong. Meh replaced blah.
Blah. Well, she wouldn't have known that either.
Neh.
So we both sat there, and we were talking a while, and she goes, meh.
See? It
and
worked.
I said, and she goes, that's a stupid word. We're not using that word.
You can't overuse it. If you overuse it, it is stupid.
So we boycotted it.
No. It's a very useful word if it's used in the right situation.
Meh.
It's like when somebody's blowing a bunch of hype, when you think it's overhyped, then you go, meh.
Oh, okay.
You know, or if the movie didn't do anything for you,
meh. I don't know.
But if you overuse it.
Or you could just say, yeah, the movie really didn't do anything for me.
But if you overuse it, yeah, it's stupid.
You know what? That's what texting has done to us. Now we say meh. We can't say, no, I didn't. We can have a normal, sane, logical conversation. We have to say meh. Because we can't complete a train of thought, apparently, we can't talk anymore. We have to take. I didn't really find that movie very, it just wasn't very good. I just didn't think it was all that they had worked it up to be. Instead, we say, meh. No wonder people miscommunicate all the time.
Akin has language skills.
Okay.
Well, that was incredibly...
You do that.
Exciting. And
whatever it was you just said.
Well, glad.
Oh, bye.
He's done.
Thank you for participating. Okay. Yeah.
Now I got that song in my head.
What, meh?
No. Dance, skippy, baby. I take me feel. Okay. I got to get this song in my head.
I Feel Love is the name of the song.
Greetings, squirrels.
Greetings.
It is I, your friendly neighborhood Jesus geek.
It's Mr. Wackerson.
I'm calling to leave you a message to say I'm back.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Wilkerson.
Hey. Hello, Mr. Wilkerson. You know, it sounds like a Beatles song.
Hello, Mr. Wilkerson.
There you go.
Do we not get to hear what he's going to have to say?
It's called Feeling Love.
You can't play this song. It's R-rated.
I know.
Maybe X-rated, sort of.
Business time, baby.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday night.
I'm going to start to blush here in a minute.
Nothing on TV.
Don't ruin this song.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that song definitely goes along with business time. Okay, let's see what else we
What
got.
Was John Wilkerson? Is that all he has said?
That's all he had to say.
That's it?
That's it.
It sounded like you just hung up on him.
Nope. That was all he had to offer.
He ended his thought.
This is Kidge.
Hi, Kidge.
That was the meanest show you have ever done.
I thought, but see, you know what? We had to talk about that. That you said that Kidge might have had his feelings hurt a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I felt really bad. I'm like, oh, but Kidge, aww, he's the kind of listener that he can dish it out and he can take it too.
Yeah, I
mean, that's what I love about Kidge, is that he can make fun of us too.
I expected retaliation. He can take it. Yeah, I expected retaliation.
And he got his feelings hurt, that I felt bad.
We must have went over the line. Sorry, Kidge. We did not see the line.
I didn't know. The line
I mean, everybody
was far
knows
away.
You're not really Tupa Boy. It was just... Stop! Quit laughing. We're in the middle of an apology.
No.
Now, stop picturing Kidge in the spit valve of a tuba.
I'm not picturing the spit valve of a tuba. Nope, not doing it.
See, now, Kidge, I'm serious. I'm very sorry, and I did not mean to cross the line. Or really even make fun of you, but I just stumbled on something that was making Faith laugh and just kind of, you know, followed that trail.
Mm-hmm. That's what he does. And he does that at anybody's expense,
because,
actually.
Because there are certain words that are funny, and tuba is one of them. See? Faith can't take Mississippi or tuba. She just can't take it. She also, I think, personally, my words are pickles. I think pickles is a funny word. Penguins are funny. Yeah. They're just not a funny word.
Just
generally funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Especially the ones from Madagascar.
Yeah. See, they kind of capitalized on the whole penguin funniness.
Yeah, they
But penguins were funny before them.
Mm-hmm. They just took all the stereotypical funniness and put them together.
Right. I'm sure the penguins are offended.
Yeah.
By the way, I started a new organization. I mean, I didn't start a new organization. I was elected to chairman of a new organization.
Oh, what's that? Really? Mm-hmm. Really? You have time to be a chairman of something?
Yeah, PAP.
PAP?
Yeah, People Against Pets.
But you have a pet.
Now, because the organization is basically against the insufficiency, self-insufficiency of animals. What we've decided is that it's cruel to breed animals to the point of unself-sufficiency.
You mean like little chihuahua dogs?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or any dog that cannot survive, or any animal that cannot survive in the wild, if we've bred it to the point where it can no longer survive in the wild on its own, then that's cruelty.
So Georgia's okay because she can survive. She lives outside. And she has claws and climbs trees.
But she's
and
also
up
spayed.
Animals.
And that's the other thing. It very much condones the spaying and neutering of all pets.
Well, I think so too.
Because we really should be the last generation. We should do away with pets, and we should.
Oh,
make
really?
A point.
Is this your?
Well, it's cruel. It's cruel. We're keeping animals merely breeding animals merely for our own pleasure, and that is just cruel. Animals should be free to roam, and should be free to be back to nature. And if we're truly going to be green, and if we're truly going to be, you know, I mean, this PAP is part of the ACLG, which is the Animal Civil Liberties Gang.
Okay.
And they, you know, they take this very seriously as far as the civil liberties. I mean, we no longer need a slave generation of species.
Okay.
I mean, we freed ourselves as humans from slavery, you know, over 100 years ago, 150 years ago. And so it's about time that we free our fellow creatures as well.
Okay.
From their lives of slavery. Now, as far as free-range livestock and free-range poultry, we're okay with that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because you're going to eat them, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's always a catch.
There's no catch.
You know what? This is a much better way to approach this than you've done in the past.
Thank you. Because, I thought it out.
Because in the past, you've approached it as like really funny, and people didn't understand that you actually love animals, and you think being cruel to them is mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, and you think like cows that are dry lotted, that's horrible and mean to them.
Yes, it is.
And you hate that people do that.
Chickens
and,
are
and
even
that chickens,
worse.
That's even nastier. But that, see, but that never came across, because you always just said pets were stupid and nobody should have them. And that, but that's not what you meant.
That's not what I meant.
No.
No.
You want pets to be happy and run and play.
I just don't think pets should exist at all. I think
they should,
I think
they should
reached,
be free.
Yes, I think we've reached the point that we can enjoy animals in nature. Can we not just enjoy animals in nature? If you've ever gone and looked at whales swimming in the open ocean,
they're beautiful.
Okay? They're beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to take a whale home and put it in your backyard?
Not so much. SeaWorld does.
So you can love on it?
SeaWorld does, but look what happened to them.
No, we are for,
look what happened to them at SeaWorld when they took them as a pet.
We are for a zoological.
They ate them. The whale ate the girl.
We are for zoological freedom and liberty for all species.
Not, so we shouldn't have zoos for our enjoyment?
No. I mean, as far
it's cruel.
As far as like taking in wild animals and then helping them to, if they're, you know, if we have caused their extinction, taking them in to rebreed them and then introduce them back in the wild is perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
Taking them in to help them heal. Mm-hmm. If we have harmed them, then bringing them into
this is
a
very mature
zoological
of you. I'm
hospital
very
to help them heal and then introduce them back into the wild. And if they're not able to return to the wild, spay, neuter them, and keep them in the zoo. If we have caused their, you know.
I'm very impressed. This is very mature of you.
Otherwise, you know, hey, and if like somebody said, well, what if you did that with dogs? If we just all let our dogs go, then we would have dogs would be roaming everywhere and
it would be out of control. Yeah.
Then we can release permits to hunt the dogs if we need to.
Okay,
just like we do with deer, just like we do with other animals. If they become overpopulated to the point of harming themselves,
yes,
then we issue a permit.
Okay.
And
would Kazi be considered?
No, I'd kill Kazi first.
That dog
doesn't need to live. There's certain dogs. It's too stupid to live. I think that's a dog. That dog. It wasn't a dog. It was more like a lump of fur. Teeth.
So, but wait, but like, it was like a sled kind of dog.
Yeah, the problem was someone took a sled dog and put it in Texas. That's not cruel. My ex-wife had the nerve to ask me if I wanted joint custody of the dog.
No,
I don't want joint custody of the dog.
I don't even like the dog.
Can I kill my half?
The poor dog was like,
I want to put it out of its misery.
Was
it's
dying
got brain
of heat.
Damage.
Brain damage from the heat. Seriously. It was a sled dog.
In Houston, Texas. It was a sled dog in Houston, Texas.
It's just wrong.
The poor dog would just sit in the backyard and look at you and go, really? Seriously, this is ridiculous. You couldn't have taken me to a worse place. It would just stare at the house and do that. It was the only thought that hadn't said.
Well, okay, now, but what about animals that are useful to us, like sled dogs? who like take.
We don't need those anymore. We have progressed as a society past the point of depending on animals for our labor. We don't need sled dogs and horses to get around and, or anything like that.
You don't want to ride horses. You love riding horses.
But it's cruel.
Really?
They are not in their natural state. They're not wild. They're not roaming the countryside.
Yeah, but God put them here for us.
We have, if that's true, we'd be able to get out and ride any horse we wanted.
Huh.
We're supposed to have dominion. Uh-huh. He didn't never say that we're supposed to go ride them. That was our own interpretation.
Oh, good to know.
Besides, I'm not bringing biblical thoughts into this. This is just my own personal crusade.
Good to know. Kazi must die. That's what we've established.
My own subdivision of the organization.
Kazi needs to die.
No. I'm just kidding about that. I wouldn't kill Kazi. If I was going to kill Kazi, I would have. Believe me, a long time ago. If I'd had the balls, I would have already done it. When it was mine.
Yeah. He's probably dead by now.
But that dog was purely tortured. I want you to know. Yeah. It was completely tortured.
Poor dog.
Not by me.
I met the dog.
Mm-hmm. Can we move on with the show? I think we bogged down in this a little bit.
We did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I forgot to say, meow. Unless, of course, you're playing this in the wrong order. Like, that never happens. Then you play this first.
Hey.
And you get the noise. Then you get a call. Yeah.
No, I played them in the right order, Mr. Thang. Thank you very much. Okay. And we're almost caught up here. Let's see. Well, it said I had a call there.
But there was no call. This is that same person who hung up last time. How rude.
Interesting. No, it wasn't that. It was okay, so here we go. Looks like the last one.
Okay. Maybe it's Kazi calling you from the grave.
You think Kazi's dead?
Okay.
Probably dead by now.
You got to get it right, because you made me stop watering my plants again as I'm listening to your first podcast for the past week. And
yes.
This is the Empress, just in case.
Yes.
Okay. Zach on Bones was not Gormagon. He was Gormagon's apprentice.
Yeah, okay.
We know that.
You're splitting hairs with us.
We know.
We found out this week he didn't even commit the murder.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got those scary hands, though. He's got mad scientist hands. He is,
Yeah.
He's like moving towards, mad scientist status because he's got the weird hands and he's super genius and all that.
Okay.
He's Dr. Octagon before long. Mm-hmm. What was that guy's name on Spider-Man?
And
Octavius, Dr. Octavius.
Oh, yes.
The other guy, the guy that Booth killed in the mansion, that was Gormagon, the guy with all
incisors
and false teeth eating a human being as Booth was going in. And no, Zach didn't run his course. We missed.
So this is the Bones call.
Uh-huh.
This is a show we watch, by the way, called Bones, if you're not watching it. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good. It really upset me. This is what started all this, by
this
the way.
Whole dog business.
This whole dog business and the whole PAP and ACLG. Well, this was all started by Bones because she is this person who
completely
looks at
logical.
Bones. She like is too logical. That's like her flaw. She's like completely rational or whatever. And she's a rationalist and
her partner is.
And so
not.
She never feels any remorse about any of these victims that she's looking at. I mean, dead kid, dead teenage girl. They're just bones. And there was this one girl who was old for her age. She was only like six, and her mother took her out and killed her because of something. I don't remember, but it was a hard, heart-wrenching story. Bones was like, yeah, whatever. And then, she shoots people, and she doesn't, she didn't care. She killed one person, right? And then shot him in the throat. And, but anyway, so that's like part of the plot of the show, which is
character.
What makes it so
that's
good.
That's how her character is written.
Because then you have the opposite of that, which is her partner, who is very touchy-feely. He's a he's devout Christian, and all this. Oh, he's not devout Christian. He's Catholic. And when I say devout, he very much believes it. He just doesn't, he doesn't
necessarily live it.
Anyway, which I think would be a little more interesting if he did. But anyway, that's beside the point. So the other day there was a show, and it was based on a dog's death, and. No, it was based on a human's death, but
But the dog was used to kill the human.
Right, the dog was the murder weapon.
And it ended up being that they were having these dog fights. And it was all cruel and horrible to the dogs, which it was.
She was all very upset.
But she got, totally out of character.
Yeah, got to revenge the dog.
You're going to be upset about a dog, but not people? It's totally against the writing was it made us mad, and we turned. We didn't even finish the episode because it made us mad. We're like, not because because it was terrible what they were doing to the dogs.
Once I saw the murder, we turned it off.
It was that it was against the writing of the character. Yeah. Just to make a point that we should be worried about dogs.
But and here's the thing: when you're cruel to an animal. I'm not saying the animal doesn't care because the animal does feel pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the animals aren't. What do you call that? Cogent. They don't know about. They're not. They don't know they're going to die.
Okay? Yeah.
And I mean, animals. You know, the point of not being cruel to an animal. In fact, the point of not being cruel to another human being is not what you're doing to the other human being. It's what you're doing to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And. So it's inhumane because it's inhuman. You're acting inhuman towards another person or animal. And that is the serious Christian perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the biblical perspective of why we should take
because it desensitizes
and
us.
And be good.
And it destroys a little part of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why we should be good stewards. Of what God has put on this earth. Now, back to Bones the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Daisy, the girl that they brought in, she comes back over and over and over again. Luckily, she went off to into some Makumuku Island with Bones at the end of last season. So,
well, don't tell me that. Why did she tell me that?
And why she came back?
You don't do spoilers on this show. This isn't we haven't finished it.
She is coming back though, and yes, she's incredibly annoying. Daisy is. So no, Zach was not Gormagon.
I don't know who Daisy is.
It's that annoying little girl who talked all the time, and we both said, "Please go away."
So please, please, please get that right. I know you all haven't watched all the episodes, but yeah, I think we're done with Gormagon, but we're not done with the Grave Digger. If you got that far, and
yes, I know the Grave Digger is. We've been waiting for the return of the Grave Digger
into the show yet. Okay,
it's the blonde, it's the reporter girl. Say
about Bones. Okay, guys, back to the episode now. I might have to call back again and set things straight once more.
Sure, we'll be here.
That's good news.
But don't be telling us what's happening in the show.
No.
That's bad. That's a bad thing to do to us. We don't do that. Okay, that's pretty much it.
All right, well, good. We've all been schooled about animals.
Yep.
We know about sample sales.
Yep.
It's all good.
Yep.
Our work here is done.
Well, we ought to do something fun. You know?
Something fun?
Yeah, something fun.
Should we play
one of somebody's sleeper songs?
No, because then it's not in the theme. It's going to all run together. It's not cohesive. And then it's not there. I mean, come on.
Oh, I know what we could do.
Give me a headache with that music.
We could play the rest of that Paula Cole song. That gives people something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. It could.
We might
be embarrassed. Jen is listening to this now. That would embarrass her.
Oh, that's true. It could. Don't do that. Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for joining us today. We hope that that you have enjoyed the show, you know, such as it is. And if you would like to call in, I will give you the number. It is... Just clicked off of it.
There's no number.
There's no number for you. Hold on just a second. Show audio. There it is. And the number is 206-350-6956. It's also present on the website, twoblindsquirrels.com. You can look at it there. So give us a call, and we will play it on the show. And
yay us.
What?
Yay us.
Yay us. We pretty much play all the calls. Eventually.
Yes, they will get played.
One way or the other, they get played. All right. I guess that's all I got for you.
All righty. Hasta Dios.
Hey, wait before y'all go. Hello, Sweetie Pie. What you up to?
I was just getting ready to leave.
You're getting ready to leave.
Yeah, the show's over. I said vas con Dios.
I know. I heard y'all saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to interrupt the show because you get so upset when
But you did interrupt anyway.
No, I waited until it was over. You get upset when I interrupt
But
the
Brad
show.
Didn't stop the show. You're on the show.
I know.
What can we help you with?
I know I'm on the show, but I didn't interrupt the show.
Yeah, you did.
No, it didn't.
You interrupted the end of the show.
I waited until it was over.
The end of the show wasn't over yet. You still interrupted it.
I think you're splitting hairs with me.
Well, what can I do for you?
I don't even know. You got me so flustered. I came in here because my goats are all passing out from heat. I don't know what to do about it.
Give them some water?
Well, I gave them Gatorade.
No, water.
Well, I thought Gatorade was supposed to keep you from
passing. Not for goats.
Oh, what's for gators? Oh, I get some goat aid. Maybe that'll help. Excuse me. I was reaching for the door, and I actually... Oh, man. I swear, I told you we shouldn't put a toilet in the office.
That's a bad idea.
All right. Well, bye. We're out of here.
Yes.
Ellen's lip is all swollen from where she hit the chair. Does it hurt?
Let me see.
See that bump?
Mm-hmm.
It has a scratch.
Keep your ice on it. It'll make the swelling go down. Pitiful.
She got pitiful eyes. Okay, we're done, Helen. Skeeter Pie, we're coming. All right. Bye, everybody. Hopefully we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.